Hello, Fiona Talkington here with Today at the Edge, looking ahead to our Baroque at the Edge Festival events coming up later on. I'm joined by Lindsay Kemp, Festival Director. Lindsay, it was such a beautiful concert from guitarist Sean Sheba last night. Did you enjoy it? Were you able to relax after all your hard work?
Yes. Well, if you can't relax in the right kind of way, listening to Sean Sheba play the guitar, there must be something wrong with you. It has been a lot of hard work getting this festival together. But once we sat down and listened to some of the performances when we were recording them, it all seemed to drop away. All the tiredness seemed to drop away. And that certainly happened with this one by Sean.
And I thought Robin Bigwood was totally inspiring in his introduction to the world of synthesizers in Truly Madly Moogly. So I can't wait for Robin to get together with his colleagues from the Art of Moogle later on today, playing music by Bach. But Lindsay, not as Bach would have imagined it.
No, as the name of the group Art of Moog suggests, this is not harpsichords or oboe d'amores or viola da gambas. This is a totally different sound world, an electronic sound world produced by synthesizers. And Art of Moog are a quartet of players of synthesizers who play live. People who remember the old days of Switched on Bach and Wendy Carlos, that was never live, that was always a studio production. This is live music making with synthesizers, turning Bach's music into something like you've never heard. I mean, some of it is playing the music straight on synthesizers and using the colors of them, but some of the other pieces they perform, they start pulling it apart and creating new soundscapes, doing all sorts of imaginative things.
That's Bach's Friends Electric, which is our dazzling late night Baroque at the Edge concert. But actually, the music making gets underway today at lunchtime with our Young Artist Showcase. And Lindsay, putting together this year's online programme, I know that bringing young artists into the programme has always been important to you. Who are we going to hear from this year?
Well, we're going to hear from two musicians that listeners may have encountered already. They were both section finalists in the BBC Young Musician competition last year, which managed to get done before COVID came along. First of all, we have Eliza Haskins, 16-year-old recorder player, and she's joined by Toril Azzolini Mashaclair, a percussionist who also reached the percussion final in that competition. It's been great to have them in our festival. As you say, we've always look to have young artists. But to be quite honest with you, when you're looking for young artists to perform at Baroque at the Edge, it's quite a challenge. It's not that there aren't lots of brilliant musicians out there, but that at that age, they haven't always started investigating the creative possibilities and imaginative ways of presenting and performing music. That is what we tend to be looking for at Baroque at the Edge. There would be no point really in asking a young musician to come along and just play Baroque sonatas. So it was with great excitement that I saw Eliza on Young Musician and saw the kind of things she did, the kind of programs she put together, which combined Baroque music with modern music. There's plenty of modern repertoire for the recorder, of course. But when I approached her about performing at the festival, to my great pleasure, she also said that she'd been working on some pieces of her own and on devising pieces that use electronics as a way of enhancing the sound possibilities of playing the recorder. She'd also teamed up with Toril, who is himself studying composition at the Royal College of Music at the moment. So there are plenty of opportunities there for them to do exciting things. And then They did that. They played some contemporary pieces for the recorder. They played some straight Baroque sonatas. And they played some of their own arrangements or own tweakings of various pieces. Eliza, in particular, had a sort of collage she'd made of a Vivaldi recorder concerto, where she took snippets from it. She might play around with a little bit, one little melodic snippet from the piece and extend that and turn it into something else. She might create a different sound with electronics and that sort of thing. It was, as the name suggests, it took the elements of this recorder concerto, more or less presented them in the right order, but not always, and tweaked things and took some funny directions sometimes, turned some unexpected corners. So it's great to have a musician so young and able to do that kind of thing and be able to have her in our festival.
You know, you really feel for musicians at the moment, and particularly young musicians who want to have the experience of playing live concerts and getting the feedback from an audience there with them. But they're really having to turn around their thinking and do online events like that. Do you think this is the way forward as well, that no matter what happens, and we hope that we'll be back with live audiences, live music before too long, but will we keep a sense of this digital content online?
Well, I don't see why not. It's sort of the cat's out of the bag, really. Many musicians have turned to doing it, perhaps out of necessity, perhaps reluctantly, but they've had to do it. And once they get there, they're going to discover all the things they can do, the things they can do that they couldn't have done before, they wouldn't have thought of doing before, and perhaps even more importantly, the people they can reach by performing online, or not just simply performing online, but by embracing the online world and finding things that really go with it, that really inhabit that online world. And once they've done it, there doesn't seem to be any reason why they should stop. The sky's the limit, really.
You can hear Eliza Anterl in Baroque at the Edge at 1 o'clock. Now, the Baroque violinist Rachel Podge is not just an inspiring performer, but she's a brilliant collaborator and always coming up with lots of different ideas and projects. She's part of Baroque at the Edge this year, but there's a story behind her concert. Lindsay, what's been going on?
Well, our original idea was to ask Rachel to perform some pieces of solo Baroque violin music and to invite two young performance poets to respond to it. The idea behind that is that because at Baroque at the Edge, we like to encourage the idea of listening to the music for its own sake, not treating it as something that exists only in a historical context, but something you would listen to and respond to naturally and spontaneously. We had the idea that it would be nice to bring Rachel together with people who didn't really know the music she was playing. This is the case. We did check with the ones we asked that it was not music they would themselves normally listen to and were familiar with. Our idea was that in that live environment, because you have to remember when we first thought of this concert, we were expecting to be in front of an audience. But in this live environment, Rachel would play these pieces, maybe by Bach or by Bieber or by Tartini, solo violin pieces from the Baroque era, and that our poets would respond to those live. So we set that up and we had two young poets lined up, and we were ready to record this back in December at the recording weekend we had, when unfortunately one of the poets tested positive for COVID, and that rather derailed the project for that weekend. But we decided that we would still invite Rachel to come in so that we could record her pieces, because we do need her pieces to be in that acoustic of LSO St. Luke's. And invite the poets to contribute at a later stage. We thought maybe it would work nicely if they would recite their poems from their own homes, maybe even on Zoom or something like that, because that would give us a sort of the story of what happened, really, what actually happened in real time when we were trying to create this project. So that was the plan as we had it then. COVID has continued to beset us, unfortunately. It keeps changing the landscape, keeps changing the rules. But what we have been able to do is record the poems by one of our two poets. This is a lady called Abenar Essa Bediako. And we are going to put that together with Rachel's performances to create a sequence that will still work very well. I think it's still going to create the kind of collisions and connections that we were looking for in this idea originally. And it's still very much her response to Rachel's music. They have been working together on the magical Zoom to create a sequence that is going to work really nicely. So we're still going to do that. And then we'll put that together with the other pieces that Rachel recorded for us. So you'll still have a wonderful sequence of Baroque violin music with these newly created poems. I should say they're newly created for us. So it's still a very exciting project, I think.
What a story. But we're going to hear from Rachel as well earlier on in the afternoon on Zoom, the next in our series of Zoom talks. So literally, this is about talking, about words, about conversation. What's Rachel going to be doing?
Well, I think this is going to be very interesting. When I was setting up these concerts, I had the idea of asking the artists themselves if they had ideas for things they wanted to talk about or wanted to share. And talking to Rachel, it was very interesting. We got talking about how in Baroque music, composers used the techniques of classical rhetoric as devised by the Greeks and Romans in order to make music speak, in fact. So what the music does is find a way of following the rules of classical rhetoric in a way that people can understand it as something that is actually speaking or telling a story or maybe even describing something. For any musician, but especially in Baroque music, it's a very useful thing to know and understand. So she's going to talk about that and demonstrate it a little bit with her violin in this afternoon's live Zoom event, which is called Baroque Music as Speech.
And that's at 4 o'clock and the concert is at 7:30. You'll find full details on the Baroque at the Edge website. That's where you can buy tickets or a festival pass. Do have a great evening. Lindsay, are you going to join me again tomorrow morning?
I think I will. Why not?
Let's enjoy all the fun of Cuba Rock. Until then, goodbye.